Blog Talk Radio.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A, double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
Good morning, everybody. Oh, good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. Welcome, everybody, to the Morning After right here, live on the VOC Nation Radio Network at VOCNation.com. Just for the record, this will be the final broadcast of the Morning After until we return after the holiday on, I guess it would be Tuesday. So that's July 7th, I think 7th. But this Tuesday, we'll be coming back. So I hope everybody has a very great 4th of July holiday. And it's good to be back once again. Brady Hicks here. I've got Rat Boy. What's going on, Rat Boy? How you doing, pal?
Not much, man. You know, I got an update for you, but I can't say it yet.
Okay, one sec there. We also have the legendary Granny Hulkster joining us. What's going on, Granny?
Oh, not much. I'm just sitting here chilling out, watching some movies with my new fur baby friend Guinevere. I'm dog sitting this week and house sitting for my friends, and so
Guinevere's
just relaxing in her chair looking at me, and so
how bourgeoisie. Sounds like a rich dog, Guinevere.
Well, I mean, she's part corgi and part dachshund and
okay,
something else. I'm not sure what. She's a little Heinz 57 variety, but she's a love bug. I mean, she loves me.
Nice. Very cool. Very cool. So that is, of course, where we are today. And, of course, AEW and NXT had their weekly battle last night. NXT presenting Great American Bash themed event. And AEW with Fyter Fest night one. So very cool stuff all around. And the other news, Rat Boy, the other big news is the lawsuit involving WWE. Hugo Savinovich and apparently one or two wrestlers who were released or remaining anonymous insist that WWE wrestlers were kidnapped and held hostage in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, really? That's the news? I got something bigger.
WWE is denying that, by the way. WWE is denying that. I don't know that it gets any bigger than that. That's a huge deal, especially when you go back to Saudi Arabia after that.
I didn't read that,
but
I read something else. My news.
What's your news?
Last night, NXT used Great American Bash.
Mm-hmm.
Cody Rhodes might be suing them now. For using that. Because his dad created that name, the American Bash.
Well, yeah, that's true, but WWE owns the name.
Well, it was, I'm not sure what's going to happen yet.
Yeah. We'll see. I'm pretty sure Cody understands that. I mean, Dusty worked for WWE as well, and they acquired all that when they bought WCW. But lots of lawsuits flying around, huh?
Oh, yeah, and I don't know if this is true or not. I'm not saying it's a rumor or not, okay? Something that I've never seen. Okay, this is because I seen this last night.
Yeah.
That her career in wrestling is over.
Yeah, I heard that a lot of people aren't really sure. Obviously, she's back in Japan now. And they were going to use her as an ambassador, Granny, for WWE when they launched NXT Japan. But with coronavirus, they had to put all that on hold. So right now, Kairi Sane's doing nothing. You know, but I think she's still under contract. Yeah. But it's no different than all those European wrestlers. Like, I just saw a thing. WWE wants to bring in Walter to the main roster. But he doesn't want to move to the United States. Like, when he reached the deal, he said, you know, I'll do it, but I don't want to move to the U.S., so you're going to have to fly me in whenever you want to use me. So...
That's why he hasn't been on NXT.
Well, yeah, I mean, he can't come in because, well, NXT UK hasn't been able to record, and nobody's allowed to fly in from other countries, so Walter's been stuck over there.
Wait a minute.
Like, that's why they needed a new cruiserweight champion, because our cruiserweight champion, Jordan Devlin's over there.
What are you talking about? You can't fly nowhere. You can fly.
I don't believe it.
Well,
they're
advising against it, Rat Boy. I mean, a lot of countries do not want Americans in their countries right now, and the United States doesn't really want people traveling from Europe, the Europe area, or England, or you know, different countries. I mean,
and the UK is stricter than we are.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, go ahead,
Ripley. What is that? I know Ripley had to go back to Australia and come back from the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that
she's back.
I mean, they're letting some domestic travel going on, you know, happening, but they don't really want people traveling from the United States to the United Kingdom or Italy or, you know, China or places like that. And the United States doesn't really want people from those countries coming over right now.
Well, now,
it's not really safe to fly right now, Rat Boy, with the coronavirus the way it is, unfortunately.
Yesterday when I got home, my buddy posted up a video. I just seen him, like 2 months ago, right? He posted up a video, okay, on my Facebook. Hey, look where I'm at. He's in Puerto Rico. And this guy lives right down the street from me. He's in Puerto Rico now. I said, damn, he got there quick.
Yeah, well, Puerto Rico's in the U.S., so.
Yeah. I told
hey,
him,
guys,
I
was,
back,
I
don't,
wanted don't to share something
some,
with you all.
Some coffee for me.
What's that, Granny?
I wanted to share something with you all. I was on Pop Culture with the Stars last night, Dr. John and Mr. Todd last night. Dr. John kind of did a little interview with me.
I saw that. It actually airs tomorrow at 5 Eastern on VOCNation.com, so people will be able to check that out.
So.
Very cool. So you were the guest of honor.
Yes, I was. I was very humbled
very cool.
And very honored to be the guest last night, and I shared a couple of my ghost stories last night, so.
Love it.
Oh,
I'd like to hear some of your ghost stories sometime. Well, I guess I'll have to check it out.
So, it was a lot of fun last night, so.
Good. Yeah, no, they're good people, for sure. They are good people. And speaking of the VOC Nation Radio Network, of course, that is Friday. But today on the VOC Nation Radio Network at 6 Eastern, we're going to have a fresh episode of HIAC Talk Radio. And you're talking about special guests, Granny. They actually bring on my co-host for In the Room, Derek McDonald. He's going to be joining the HIAC crew. So that's today at 6 Eastern, right here on the VOC Nation Radio Network. At 8 Eastern, we're going to be replaying the Briscoe and Big Ace interview that they had with Heath Slater from WWE. So that's going to be at 8 Eastern. And then at 9 Eastern tonight, WCW Retro Strong Maestro talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, and taking your calls 914-338-1885. Tomorrow, as I mentioned, the morning after, won't be back until Tuesday, but we're also going to have a fresh episode of Pop Culture Stars where they talk to Granny. We're going to have Wrestle Rock. That's 6 Eastern, so Pop Culture Stars is at 5 Eastern. Wrestle Rock is at 6 Eastern, and 7 Eastern for Wrestle Rock, and 11 Eastern with Scary Cast with Dr. John, another great show. You can check out these and all the other great programs. If you go to vocnation.com, there's a schedule link on the left-hand side, and you can kind of check out all the great programming that we have scheduled over the next couple days. Also, it's worth mentioning, Rat Boy, that if you're going to buy a ton of VOC Nation t-shirts, and I know you guys all want them, they are available on sale 20% off via Pro Wrestling Tees, and that's going to be through Saturday afternoon. So be sure to check that out. We have 7 designs uploaded right now, of course. The more, less politics, more wrestling. Don't be red, don't be blue, just be you. Better Call Kathy. I'm going out of order here, Granny, so I'm all messed up. Killer Ken Resnick, In the Room, WCW Retro, and the classic VOC Nation headset logo, and a Shelly Martinez one coming out soon, as well as a Stro Maestro one where we're working with cartoonist Steve Anderson from Pro Wrestling Illustrated and WOW Magazine on Stro's shirt. So you can find those shirts. They retail for $20 each, and they are available on prowrestlingtees.com/VOC Nation. Or if you can't remember that, just go to vocnation.com and click on the Pro Wrestling Tees link there on the left-hand side, and that'll take you right there.
I got something to say about the T-shirts. All right. Mm-hmm. Last night on Wrestling with History, if you take a picture of you wearing a shirt, you can win a prize. You have to go to Bruce Ward on Twitter and post your picture.
Really? A cash prize?
Yes.
I know he was talking about that.
Yes, he's doing it, and I think it's going to be ending up sometime next week. If you got your shirt, take a picture of it, but you win it, or do something crazy for it, and they'll put everybody's name in a hat, and he pulls somebody's name out.
Oh, Granny can't enter that contest, Rat Boy, because I don't have Twitter.
Oh,
so I'm
okay. Going
to have to message Bruce and ask if I can post it on Facebook because I don't have a Twitter account. I don't do anything with Twitter.
I posted up the first T-shirt that Bruce Wood ever made on Twitter. With my picture on it, say, I love cheesecake. That was the first T-shirt.
But I think it has to be one of the current T-shirts for the contest.
Yeah, he did say that. None of these old VOC Nation T-shirts. I got about 5 or 6 old ones here.
It's got to be a new one.
I got mine coming sometime next week. I'm not saying
which
ones I got. Yes, I ordered 2 of them.
I'm gonna guess that you got VOC Nation and Better Call Kathy.
No. I ordered the Ken Resnick one and yours in the room with Brady Hicks.
Wow. Okay.
I
appreciate it, pal. I appreciate it. And in case you guys were wondering, we're not really looking to make profits off this. Obviously, the talent is getting some of the money. But the real goal in all this is money for VOC Nation, because there aren't a whole lot of places where you get this much content, Granny, and you get it completely for free without real advertising. That there's almost nobody out there where you can get all this, not have to listen to, like, real commercials. You know, all you're listening to is ads for the different shows, you know. And we are going to start to incorporate ads in the fall. We're part of a new program there where they're going to kind of set us up with that, and it's fantastic. But, the T-shirts are part of the reason that we're able to stay free, you know.
And I just can't wait till my T-shirt comes out, because I'm going to buy a dozen of them. And I'm going to take them to the flea market and try to sell them.
There you go.
Right there off the table. That's what I should do. Buy a whole bunch of them, just put them on the table and sell them right there at Columbus Farmers Market. I'll be doing that Sunday. This Sunday coming up.
You could
Columbus
mark them
Farmers
up
market,
if you did that.
Columbus, New Jersey. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could mark them up if you did that. You could charge even more.
Yeah,
I'm
a little
kidding.
Bit more.
I'm kidding. You're not David Earl Hebner. Yeah.
I could charge them a little bit more. It's okay, you know.
Yeah.
For shipping and receiving. I'll buy one of these and put them on the table and see how they go. That's all.
Sounds good, brother.
But I'm sitting here, guys, looking at Guinevere in her chair, and she's got her head on the armrest, and she's sleeping. She's snoring. She's laying there sound asleep. Of course, she's only 13
years old.
She's
got a lot in common with our,
she's 13 years old, so what do you expect,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
But she's kind of got, like, some brindle color markings to her. She's really a pretty little dog. I mean, she's really a pretty little dog. I mean, I took a couple pictures of her sleeping in her chair. She has one chair that she is allowed to sleep in other than her bed. And she knows which chair it is
the
hers.
Stroller's
and...
in it, too.
Huh?
Nice.
Stro is here. I just was waiting for Granny to stop talking. What's going on, Stro?
Hi, Stro.
Hey, guys.
How you doing? Good.
I'm great.
What is the you ready for the big holiday weekend?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Yeah.
Hopefully Mount Rushmore still be here, but after the weekend.
Oh yeah, hopefully they don't tear that down over the weekend.
Crazy, right? Oh, goodness.
Absolutely
yeah.
insane. Absolutely insane. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw, we were talking about it to kind of kick off the show, but mm-hmm. there's a lawsuit being filed against WWE. Hugo Savinovich and I guess some released talents are claiming that WWE stars were kidnapped when they went to Saudi Arabia. And WWE is denying this. But, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And so WWE is like denying this. They're saying that Hugo made the whole thing up. They're saying that the witnesses are anonymous, not because they're afraid of WWE, but because they don't really stand behind what they say. The whole thing is crazy. It is absolutely insane.
God, I thought they were tight, them and Hugo.
Yeah, well, apparently we had a little falling out there. So.
Oh, jeez. Was that...
But
that
are you, Stro?
Isn't that crazy, though? Like,
was that the controversy
like,
when they were delayed going back home after that super
I think so,
thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
But didn't they go back since then? Like, that is really insane.
Yeah, that's...
Like,
oh,
yeah.
Man.
I don't know. Yeah.
That's nuts.
Crazy. Crazy.
I forgot to say something. Okay.
You never get to say anything. Who are you
boy.
Kidding? Yeah.
I'm just joking. No. The picture that I sent you guys yesterday about the heart in a cloud. Cool, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, because I was in a car waiting for my mom to come out of the credit union. I look up, I said, wow, look at that cloud. I had to take a picture of it. This Tuesday, I'm celebrating a little birthday party here to my 14-year-old cat that I have for 14 years now.
Happy birthday.
He's having trouble distinguishing what's news.
Oh, man.
Now, that is a big deal, Rat Boy. That is a big deal. How old's your cat again? 50?
14.
Is this Coco?
Wow.
No, this is Twinkles.
Twinkles. Oh, yeah.
Twinkles.
Named
the
after you.
Cat, I first found it was a little kitten. And
yeah.
I was trying to think of a good name. And all of a sudden, I just saw a little twink in her eye. I said, oh, I'm going to call you Twinkles.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
That makes total sense.
Yeah, because there was a little twink in her eye. I said, I call you Twinkles. And that's
this
my
part
twink.
Of the show
that's
is
my...
brought to you by Animal Planet.
Yeah, Animal Planet. There's by your temptations anywhere in the supermarket and then the account. Maybe they might flip over for you.
Oh, well, Rappo,
you're
know,
so
you
lucky I don't have access to all the sound effects.
Yeah, you can make a promo at anything, Rappo.
Yeah, I know.
You really can.
Tremendous.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. So what else you got?
Before we get out of here, I just want to say, please don't drink and drive, and please don't throw up your fingers this weekend.
You know, there's some people around here, Granny, that I'm hoping they blow off their fingers this weekend. I really am, because they set the fireworks off any time of the day, night or day, any day of the week now. You know,
mm-hmm.
they'll set them off at 4 o'clock in the morning on a Wednesday. They'll set them off at 12 o'clock in the afternoon when you can't friggin' see them.
Crazy.
So,
guy.
I hope they chase
sound like
your ball each and every
boom,
one of them.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, before we go on talking about fireworks again, WCW Retro is tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you guys got
yes,
time, check it
out. I actually did. I mentioned it earlier. Actually, tonight is going to be a huge night for VOC Nation. Because
awesome.
We've got three great programs in the queue. At 6 Eastern today, HIEC Talk Radio is going to be welcoming Derek McDonald from In the Room. So he's going to be part of the show there.
Fantastic.
HIEC. They do a tremendous job, yeah. And apparently, Derek, they're planning on going off on a rant about masks. So I can't wait to listen to this. I don't know if I'm going to agree with them all, but I think it's a great thing. So there's that. That's at 6 Eastern. At 8 Eastern, we're going to be replaying the Briscoe and Big Ace interview with Heath Slater from last week, which, you know, should be an amazing, amazing time. And then at 9 Eastern, as we mentioned, WCW Retro with Stro Maestro. And the call-in number for that, 914-338-1885. Great stuff all weekend long. And, yeah, that's pretty much where we are. I don't know that anything else. I saw Maria Kanellis was making a big stink. This is probably worth mentioning on the way out because apparently it's WWE, like Slam WWE Day. So Maria says she gave a timeline for telling them that she planned to have more kids, Stro, renewing her contract as a wrestler despite wanting something backstage so she could have kids and continue to work. And them releasing her with the pandemic right after re-signing her. So the whole thing is just kind of crazy.
And they wait to the 4th of July weekend to do all this?
I know. I think she did an interview. I think that's where it came off.
Okay.
But anyway, I think part of it, and I don't think WWE is malicious in that regard. I think that what happened probably is that they're such a big company that one hand doesn't know what the other hand is doing, you know. And I think that probably
I've been there
contract negotiations. Yeah, I'm sure you have. And it's crazy to think, but WWE is bigger than WCW was back in the day. So
yeah,
it's
go figure. Deja vu.
You know, nobody learns from the fact that like the optimum roster size is like 30 people. Which, by the way, would be a real dream team if you think about it. If they trimmed the roster and had nothing but the best, it would be absolutely amazing, and the independents would flourish too because everybody would need to go somewhere. But anyway, that's another editorial
imagine
for
Vince
another day.
Waking up to all this news.
I know.
Imagine Vince waking up all this news.
Well, imagine Vince waking up. I hear it. He never sleeps.
well, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. So last night, AEW Dynamite, they did a Fyter Fest. I guess it's a two-night event. I don't know when the second night is, Rat Boy. Is that tonight?
That's next Wednesday night.
Next Wednesday. Okay, so they're basically just dividing their pay-per-view up between two Wednesdays. So
yeah.
Fyter Fest last night and then next Wednesday. WWE doing something similar with the Great American Bash, NXT last night. By all accounts, two very good programs. I haven't seen them yet, so I'm excited. I'll probably watch them in the next couple days. And Ratboy's saying something about Cody's going to sue WWE for the Great American Bash name. I'm pretty sure all that has been resolved. I'm pretty sure that Cody understands that WWE owns that name. but I don't know. I think that's about it. You know, we're going to take a couple days off, obviously. We're not going to be here for the morning after until next Tuesday, which I believe is July 7th. So Tuesday, July 7th, we'll return at noon Eastern live here on the VOC Nation Radio Network. But if you go to vocnation.com, click on that schedule tab on the left-hand side and check out all the great programs that we have planned all weekend long as part of the VOC Nation Radio Network. Just absolutely great stuff, of course. Don't forget to check out HIAC Talk Radio tonight, 6 Eastern with Derek McDonald, 8 Eastern, Briscoe and Big Ace welcomes Heath Slater, and 9 Eastern, former WCW star, the Maestro, Stro Maestro, taking your calls and talking old school match of the week and dream matches. We do got to get out of here, guys. Stro, did you have anything to plug on the way out?
It's going to be a heck of a day on VOCNation.com. Check us out.
Darn straight. Everybody take care, and don't forget, go to prowrestlingtees.com/BeAVOCNation. 20% off all of your orders, and $150 or more, you get free shipping as well, which is huge. I mean, that tacks on a lot of money. So be sure to check out those great deals. prowrestlingtees.com/BeAVOCNation, or go to VOCNation.com and click on the Pro Wrestling Tees link. Take care, everybody. Have a great holiday weekend.
Bye.
Granny, be good to that puppy, Granny. We'll talk to you guys.
Oh, I will be good. We're best friends. So,
awesome.
Have a great
weekend,
everybody. Be safe.
Enjoy
the
fireworks. 24-hour fireworks.
Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger. You're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kathy Fitz, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes.